You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
January the 15th, 2020, and today, Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing her picks for one of the most sought-after jobs on Capitol Hill, to be an impeachment manager, a prosecutor from the House to go into the Senate trying to impeach Donald Trump. And those who want to take part in that think they can build their bones, their political bones, and move higher and higher into politics if they can make it all happen. Fat chance. You're drinking crazy Kool-Aid. It's not going to work. But she chose seven. Seven. You don't need seven. But why would she do that? Well, she's trying to reach a geographic, racial, gender diversity. And so to that extent, out of the seven, four are men. Three of those are white. Three are women. Two of those are white. So she's trying her best to cover her bases. Word out of Israel, it shot down rockets launched by Palestinian militants. The Iron Dome took them down. Four rockets fired at southern Israel, the first in nearly a month, coming during international efforts trying to bolster an informal truce between the Jewish state and Gaza's ruling Hamas militant group. No one reported injured. There's new evidence that The Iranian missiles that shot down a jetliner, that Ukrainian jet leaving Tehran the other night, we were originally led to believe it was one missile fired, a mistake made. Now we're getting word, and apparently there's video that is very hard for the common person to see and decipher, but that there were two Iranian missiles fired. Apparently one fired at that Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 because somebody thought it might be a stealth bomber from the U.S. coming in, and so they wanted to hit it right away. And reportedly, the plane's transponder did stop working after that first missile hit. The second missile hit 30 seconds later as the plane began to try to turn back toward the airport. It did not fall to earth right away. It didn't blow up entirely until the second one hit. That means for a period of time of at least 30 seconds, there were probably several people still on board that plane that were alive. Frightening. The Iranian President Rouhani is warning in a televised speech, today the American soldier is in danger, tomorrow the European soldier could be in danger. That's his way of sending threats to Britain, France, and Germany as they continue to stand with the U.S. at this point. We have a deal ready to be signed, a trade deal, a landmark trade deal between the U.S. and China. That's what they're calling it. It would come in three phases, including commitments from Beijing to purchase $200 billion worth of U.S. products over the next 2 years, to stop intellectual property theft, refrain from currency manipulation. And in exchange, the U.S. will reduce tariffs on some products made in China, but will keep duties that the White House has imposed on $375 billion worth of merchandise. And supposedly, if it works, if it is held to, if China obeys it, it's going to be a really, really good deal for the U.S. 2 years ago, the guy is released from California prison, served nearly 30 years in prison for killing his stepmother just 2 years ago. He's now 56. Well, he was released and within days killed someone else. Stabbed a woman to death. They say they don't know why or what, but so much for justice in California. No, He's not an illegal, but it just reflects again the status in California. Mississippi River could reach flood stage in three cities. Heavy rains we've already seen, maybe more will happen, and we might see some dams fail along the area, along Vicksburg, Mississippi. And in fact, they're now expecting Mississippi reaching flood stage in Greenville, Vicksburg, and Natchez, Mississippi in the next couple of days. Reason for them to keep an eye on the weather and the rains yet to come. It's always good to have the rain when you want it and need it. It's bad to have it when you got more than enough. And at this point, many of them have had more than enough.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break. Until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So here's what we have coming up for you the next 2 hours. We're going to take another look at some of the remarks from last night's debate and a question, a pressing question facing our nation, ignored. Not because the candidates couldn't answer it or wouldn't try to answer it. The moderators decided this is just not worth asking. And we think we know why. We'll come back to that in a moment. And there's also a report that there's a new piece of undercover Project Veritas video and audio that some folks are threatening if Bernie Sanders does not win the nomination of the Democrat National Convention this summer in Milwaukee, Milwaukee will burn. There'll be riots. That's something to look closer at. We'll have that coming up. And James Carville, once serving as the political advisor for Bill Clinton when he's running for the White House, and of course then with him later, he has some remarks about Donald Trump. I'll give you a preview. Carville says, in his opinion, Donald Trump is the worst thing to face this nation since communism. Oh, you're going to want to hear the rest of that. That's coming up later. And then also, I know maybe you saw the movie or you heard about it, the movie title that told you everything that was in that particular movie, Snakes on a Plane. That's what it was about. That's the whole plot, Snakes on a Plane. Well, that was a movie. But there's a real-life situation of something like 200 poisonous scorpions carried on board a plane in a passenger's carry-on luggage. We'll get to that before we wrap up. As I had mentioned earlier, we have at Larry Connors USA Facebook, we take text messages and try to read them as we go through the program. And talking about the Democrats, both in the impeachment effort as they're moving forward today with Nancy Pelosi announcing seven House managers, read that, seven prosecutors from the House trying to impeach Trump, and naming them, well, they're going to do their best to impeach Trump and what they can. And, of course, in the debate last night for the Democrats, One text coming in from Billy. I don't know if it's reference the debate from last night or Nancy's latest push for the impeachment. Billy states, all the Democrats do is lie, lie, lie. The truth is the truth. And Skip signing on right after Billy saying, that is the truth. True dat, as they might say in Nawlins. Oh, and speaking about James Carville, who's from Nawlins and so forth, about having him on a little bit later, Mike had texted in, James Carville and his hack wife are both disgusting pigs. How's that for nonpartisan? Of course, if you don't know, his wife is a Republican, conservative more so than Carville, and they both have served political parties, and it has been one of those marriages you had to worry about, or not worry about, but wonder how they could put it together, both of them being so far left and right. But they have their home life, and then they have their political life. But Mike doesn't like either one of them. All right, let's get to some of these comments last night from the debate. I didn't expect you to watch it. I certainly didn't, but I'll give you some quick brush strokes over it. Caution, according to CNN, reading one of their pieces, caution ruled the night. In other words, step carefully. This is the final presidential debate before the Iowa caucus. Don't do anything that might get yourself blown up. Protect what you got. In other words, play defense. Just hold on. And it points out there were some clashes on stage, but generally the top four on top of the polls, former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts Senator Warren, suggested they all believe they have paths to victory, and they weren't eager to change the race's course so close to the first real test of 2020. In other words, they weren't going to come up with anything new. They're going to stick to what got them there. It's that old saying, dance with the girl you brought to the dance, and that's apparently what they were doing last night. Not going to change anything. Probably the biggest deal that came up again was that question of did Senator Sanders in a private dinner last year tell Senator Warren a woman can't be president? He denies it. She didn't really want to get into the fray. But after it's over, by the way, after the debate, businessman Tom Steyer, who was on the stage, he was standing inches from the two while they were having a little exchange after the debate was over and apparently didn't bother shaking hands with each other. So Steyer said, I don't really know what it was. I just thought I'll get away from it. But what did they say last night? Let's talk about Senator Sanders for a moment. Let's talk about how far out of touch these Democrats are. These are not your father's, grandfather's, great-grandfather's Democrats. JFK would not be welcome in this party. And right now, it really burning, I could say that Obama would not be welcome in this party, that he would not be far enough left. And Senator Sanders, again, continues to pitch what he thinks will win. And it is possible. It is possible he could come out of the nomination with that endorsement from the Democrat Party. And then you have to raise questions in, well, how many Democrats will follow him down that road? Now, when Senator Sanders talks about health care being a right for everyone, I'm all for that. But again, it gets into then questioning how you're going to pay for it. And the more you listen to him, you begin to realize government everywhere. More and more government, socialism. Well, enough of me. Here's Senator Sanders.
Health care is a human right. We're going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. We're going to make public colleges and universities tuition free. We're going to have a Green New Deal and create up to $20 million saving the planet for our children and our grandchildren. We are going to take on the greed and corruption of the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance company. That is what democratic socialism is about, and that will win this election.
That is what democratic socialism is about. Some of those points would help both for conservative and liberal votes. But, of course, you got all that freebie stuff in there and the shout that we're going to go green and everything else, that the world's going to come to an end if we don't get control of it in a hurry. But you have to ask how much of that is even in effect and recognized and accepted by Democrats. to that extent, Senator Amy Klobuchar on stage last night. And, of course, this debate being held in Iowa, she makes it clear that she's not pointing to the Democrats directly when she says this, but in effect she is. Just listen.
I am going to be able to stand across from him on that debate stage and say to my friends in Iowa, the Midwest is not flyover country for me. I live here. I'm going to be able to look at him and say, you've treated these workers and farmers like poker chips. For me, these are my friends and these are my neighbors.
Now, again, she's talking about how she would debate Donald Trump if she were carrying the Democrat banner. He's never said middle America is flyover country. That's the Democrats. As a jet from New York to L.A., back and forth into Hollywood, back to New York, back to L.A., back to their house in the Hamptons. That's fine. But they look at all that land under them as they fly across the nation. That's just, you know, flyover country. Senator Klobuchar says we're not, but she's aiming that at the wrong direction. It's Democrats that have that attitude. But what she also did is talk about that by those remarks, there are some Democrats that are obviously out of touch with what she would consider the folks of Iowa and Ohio to want. And to that extent, Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican of Iowa, weighed in on her thoughts about the debate last night. And after you heard Sanders and you heard Klobuchar, Senator Ernst says, despite Klobuchar saying, well, I know what our people want. I live with them. I'm neighbors with them. And Sanders preaching communist socialism. In the final analysis, Senator Joni Ernst has this evaluation.
It was not the most exciting debate ever, but I would say it was very telling that even though the debate was held in Iowa, these Democratic candidates are so far from the mainstream and what Iowans want to see. You know, they're promoting socialized medicine, which could cost the American people $32 trillion. They're promoting the Green New Deal and all that goes with it, which would kill our farm economy there in Iowa, take away the very cars we drive. And it's just not what Americans want to see. It just shows how far to the left these Democrats have gone. And the ugly reality, this is today's Democratic Party.
She nailed it. That's Senator Joni Ernst, Republican of Iowa, reinforcing what I said a moment ago. This today's Democrat Party is not what Democrats have been in the past. And in fact, this Democrat Party is trying so hard to redirect America. They want to just change everything that you consider valuable and acceptable in this country. And they want to remake it. And in fact, if you want to look to see what they're trying to make it into, look to Venezuela. There's a perfectly wonderful Democrat socialist country. Or you could go to some others that have their own problems. But as she said, this is not what Americans want to see. It just shows how far to the left these Democrats have gone, and the ugly reality is this is today's Democrat Party, which means it's going to fall on their backs when everything comes undone. I mean, imagine the analysis. Jump ahead. Jump ahead. November 3rd is the election. Jump ahead November 4th when Donald Trump's reelected, and they all say, well, what happened? What happened? Where were the Russians this time? I mean, the bottom line is, we were the ones who blew it, just like Hillary did previously. Oh, there's one subject that was not broached last night. Immigration, one of the top two issues, according to surveys, facing all American voters, along with health care. And not one of those 2020 Democrats on stage last night dealt with it because they never were asked a question. The CNN moderators and Des Moines Register who were overseeing it did not ask a single immigration-related question. Why would they not get into that subject? Well, the answer, and I think the appropriate answer, comes from former acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Holman.
What are they going to say? They're going to say that they've been beat by this president, despite their resistance, despite every one of those candidates throwing out enticements of free medical care, you know, a pathway to citizenship, abolish ICE, get rid of detention. Despite their enticements, this president, on his own, got the illegal crossings down 72%. What are they going to say? The president has taken them to school.
I love that, taking them to school. What are they going to say? I wonder if they worked it out. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. Hey, we'd like to ask this. Is that okay? No. Stay away from that. Or maybe the CNN and the other members of the moderators knew, don't touch that. It's a live wire. Tom Holman has previously stated, if the Democrats win in 2020, prepare for out-of-control border. And he says it will cause the country to collapse. He said because they're going to have more people coming. And you thought we've seen floods at the border already? You ain't seen nothing if the Democrats win in 2020. And then a threat surfacing. If Bernie Sanders does not get the nomination, somebody's going to pay. In fact, one U.S. city could be burned. Riots coming up as we move to the second part of this hour. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This just coming in. President Trump has signed that phase one of the trade agreement with China. He said, I kept my promise on China. China is probably the biggest reason I ran for president. He said, we've been pillaged for years, and now we have a deal that's going to change things. All right, it's officially done. Project Veritas is, of course, headed up by James O'Keefe. They do undercover spills and works, as you've seen, reference the abortion clinics and so forth. They claim they have on audio and possibly video, in fact, it includes video, a field organizer for Senator Bernie Sanders. Warning, what will happen in Milwaukee if Bernie Sanders does not get the nomination? Milwaukee is, of course, the host of this year's Democrat National Convention. The individual identified as Sanders organizer Kyle Jurek states, and I'm quoting, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination or he goes to a second round at the DNC convention, effing Milwaukee will burn. It'll start in Milwaukee, and then when police push back on that, other cities will effing explode. That's a direct threat of violence, predicting that Milwaukee could see riots similar to the 68 convention in Chicago when left-wing activists were in those riots in the streets. Remember that? And also suggesting Sanders supporters can lead the organized riots against the police, stating, be ready to be in Milwaukee for the DNC. Another part of that same video, this field manager for Bernie Sanders arguing gulags were beneficial for the Soviet Union, suggesting they could be used to re-educate Trump voters in the billionaire class. The exact quote, in Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, there was an S-ton of the population that was effing Nazified. Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating their effing people to not be Nazis. We're probably going to do the same effing thing here. That's kind of what old Bernie's whole life is like. Hey, free education for everybody, because we're going to have to teach you not to be an effing Nazi. I'm seeing no response from Bernie right now, but what is he going to say? Effing right? He might. I don't know. Oh, by the way, the other day when Trump was in Ohio at that rally in Toledo, before he went in, a county commissioner stepped forward, joining fellow Democrats in the days leading up, calling on Trump to be respectful when you come to our community. Be respectful to our people. Well, when the event happened, there was an altercation outside the rally. At least three arrested. And among those arrested, the 36-year-old daughter of the county commissioner who asked Trump to be respectful. She apparently was in a physical fight with someone else, yelling obscenities, resisting when police tried to place her under arrest. And then one of the other people was doing the same thing. And in one case, they admitted, yes, alcohol probably played a role in this. And, of course, he can't be responsible for his daughter at 36 years of age. She's a grown woman. But here he was asking the president to be respectful, and his daughter went out and did that. Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Maybe in that case, do as I say and stick to it. Apparently she didn't. All right, James Carville, now pronouncing Donald Trump the greatest threat to face this nation since communism. That story coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I need to correct something I said a moment ago, so I might as well do it right here and right now. See, on radio and television, if we have a correction, I can't bury it on page 35C, exclamation buried under something else. I got to come right on the air and say I made a mistake. I undervalued what James Carville said. Let me explain. James Carville, the Clinton Democrat operative, who along with Hillary's approval, had set the tone on how the Clintons were going to treat women who dared accuse former President Bill Clinton of sexual harassment. Now, Carville had served as a political strategist for Clinton to get him into office and then stayed with him. And then as these accusations came forward, one of them being from Paula Jones, not a fancy or rich woman, just a working woman, she said, who got sexually harassed by Bill when he was governor of Arkansas. But she got denigrated by a remark that James Carville made. And I said earlier, he said $5. I was wrong. I said if he, a $5 bill. I was wrong. Here's exactly what he said, and I wish I could say it exactly the way he would, but let me give me my best go. If you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, you never know what you're going to find. That's pretty close. But it wasn't $5, it was $100. All right. So James Carville, of course, married to Mary Madeline, who they have had Mary, of course, working for George H.W. Bush on his 92 presidential reelection campaign. And then you got Carville, of course, working for the Clintons. They got married back in New Orleans, October 93. And by the way, Carville, you had to give him credit. He served in the U.S. Marines. He has, of course, been an American political commentator for some time as well, now 75 years of age. But he was appearing on Chris Matthews' Hardball on MSNBC the other day, and he was talking about, in his opinion, and of course, obviously it's his opinion, about the impeachment process and what's important about this impeachment process as it goes to the U.S. Senate. Here are the words of James Carville.
The most critical thing is to vote on a fair trial. And that's the best vote the Democrats have going. If you have a fair trial and the country sees this, it'll be a good lesson in civics. If Mitch McConnell is successful and shuts down a fair trial, then you're going to have a different result. But they have to push the idea. And now we have Parnas has got his text messages. John Bolton wants to testify. There's all kind of evidence out there. If Mitch McConnell denies the American people a right to this evidence in an unfair trial, then the people will take it out on the Republicans in November.
If they deny them the fair evidence, they'll take it out in November. Well, now, how fair was it, James, during the House proceedings? The Intel Committee, headed by Adam Schiff, and then the Judiciary Committee, headed by Jerry Nadler. How fair was that? How many witnesses came forward that were invited and allowed to speak on behalf of the president? Not one. Closest they came was Jonathan Turley, a law professor, when they had four professors show up and give their views, and Turley was the one who spoke truth. He said, you guys, you Democrats, if you do this, you're going down a wrong path, changing impeachment forever. But James Carville is convinced that the only way you're going to have a fair trial in the Senate is if all this new evidence gets presented. And they continue to manufacture such evidence. But let's put that aside, because what we have now is the Democrats have named their House managers, seven of them, wanting a chance to impeach Trump and put it on their political records, add it to their political bones. And they're anxious to do that. And it's in the House of the, I mean, in the Senate at this point. But Donald Trump, James Carville has some very specific words when it comes to Donald Trump, and also in the sense of what's needed, in his opinion, to deal with Donald Trump.
I think that Trump and Trumpism is the greatest threat this country has faced since the fall of communism. And the only way to deal with it is to defeat it resoundingly. If Michael Bennett's the Democratic nominee, you're going to get 55% of the popular vote, and you're going to pick up 55 Senate seats. And it will be the end of Trumpism. And Trumpism doesn't have to just be defeated at the polls. It's got to be decimated. It's got to look like a beaten arm. It's got to look like Clemson looked last night. Beat and ready to quit. And Michael Bennett is the best choice among any Democrat to accomplish that.
So you've got James Carville now endorsing Colorado's Michael Bennett. He said his New Year's resolution, Bennett that is to finish in the top three in the New Hampshire primary. He said, I know I'm not high in the polls today as we start this new year, but it's a new year, and my resolution is to finish in the top three in New Hampshire and go on and help defeat Donald Trump and flip the Senate. So now he's got an endorsement, if you want to call it that, from James Carville, saying that Bennett is the only one that can do it. In fact, Carville in specific said, Senator Bennett has less in common with Donald Trump than any human being in the U.S. when it comes to worldview, priorities, and demeanor. Senator Bennett is the opposite of Trump and is the best Democrat to take him on. And Senator Bennett would be the best president of the United States, which is why I endorsed his campaign. Now, this is going to be interesting, folks. How much weight does James Carville carry now? He was the political strategist for Bill Clinton. He knows politics, obviously. He knows how to play the game. And he's naming someone who can't even get on the debate stage. He wasn't on there last night. He's just kind of off. Bennett, still thinking he's got a chance. Bernie Sanders, Senator Warren, they believe that they can still take care of business without an endorsement from James Carville. So Here's Carville saying, I put my money on Bennett. Could it happen? Don't forget, Carville did engineer what they call the Clinton's comeback kid win in that New Hampshire primary. And Carville's predicting Bennett could do the same come February 11. But back to dealing with Trump. Carville's making it clear that you need to do what you need to do to save the country from Donald Trump.
These Democrats know it's their responsibility to save this country. And if that's what you want to do, then Michael Bennett is your choice. And he's got to go out there and get in front of as many people as they can. And when he does, I think he can turn things around. I honestly do. And I keep hearing that. And then people just like you say the same thing. Well, yeah, he would be great. But how does he get there? The way he gets there is by being out there early every day and staying out late every day and talking about how this country has to change from what we have right now.
And he is saying, Carville is saying, that he will be campaigning with Bennett in New Hampshire. I can't stress to you enough, on one hand, as to how this might actually be a point of, well, let me see. I was going to say a point to launch the Bennett campaign, or a point and a location to demolish the Bernie Sanders campaign. But Carville is saying, he's already made it clear in his mind, you can't have a socialist like Bernie Sanders or Senator Elizabeth Warren. You got to have somebody that's like Senator Bennett out of Colorado. And he's also saying that Trump has changed the entire game anyway, that Trump has changed the Republican Party.
The Republican Party that you and I knew does not exist. There's only Trump and Trumpism. The Republicans are going to do nothing about it. It is up to the Democrats. It is up to the Democrats to eradicate the scourge. And the way to do that is by massive and humiliating election defeat. There's no Republican going to come up and save us. That's not going to happen. And everybody keeps waiting. Well, pretty soon, maybe Rob Portman will say something. They're not going to say anything. They're scared to death. Yeah. And the Democrats have to save the United States. That's it. There's no other choice. The Republicans are not going to do it for you.
Not going to do it for you. Well, I'll agree with that. The Republicans are not going to defeat Trump for you. There's no one on the horizon on the Republican side that has any standing. Oh, they might kind of whisper in the shadows and so forth, but they don't want to get too far out in the limelight because they could be shot down quickly because they'd be looked at as you're really stupid. But then you got the Democrats out there, and Carville's right. The Republican Party is not the Republican Party that he and Chris Matthews and many knew years ago. Just as we'd mentioned previously in the last hour, the Democrat Party, or even in this hour earlier, I should say, is not the party of the Democrats previously. Senator Joni Ernst ran her quote earlier about that, saying it's not the same Democrat Party. And he's right. The Republican Party is entirely different. Trump has changed it. Trump has been a disruptor. And I think for the better. But it's all decided at the polls, isn't it? Which takes me back to James Carville and that quote I love. You never know what's going to get when you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. I will love that quote forever. So, you saw the movie where the title said everything. Snakes on a Plane. That was a movie. Let me tell you about scorpions on a plane. I don't mean one or two. I mean a luggage-filled scorpion carrier. You want to check that plane ticket? Please stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Some folks have no problem flying commercial. They say, well, you know, it's safe. I mean, it's safer than driving down the highway. And others just don't like flying anyway. And every time there's an incident of any type, some folks say, well, I'm not flying anymore. And normally it has to do with some kind of malfunction or things of that nature. And some even if they like flying, they think, oh, man, I hope I don't end up sitting with a bawling kid behind me. And, of course, those same folks making that complaint might have at one time brought their child on to a plane, and now their child has grown up, and they forget. And, of course, a child will start crying for almost anything, but pressurization is one of the things that causes ear pains for the children, and they start crying. They don't know enough to chew gum. They can't unless they're quite old enough to do so. Those are small little things, though, when you get down to it, isn't it? If you don't like smoking, well, you don't have to worry about anybody smoking on planes anymore. Remember when they had the smoking-designated seats? What the hell was that? Your seat in front of me was smoking. Mine right behind you was non. Where do you think the smoke went? It went my way. Or if the situation were reversed, it's the same thing. I do remember talking to some flight attendants one time. They were talking about how they would put these filters in. Well, this is when smoking was allowed on a plane. They would put the filters in on their first flight that day. And by the end of the day, making their two, maybe three different trips, they'd pull that white filter out and it would be black as charcoal. And a lot of the flight attendants often had colds and sniffles because of that. Well, again, those are small little things nowadays, but remember the movie, the 2006 Snakes on a Plane? I mean, that title told you everything. Snakes on a Plane. What's the plot? Snakes on a Plane. What's it about? Snakes on a Plane. What happened? Snakes on a Plane. See, it all started with a guy leaving Hawaii, supposedly going to be a witness in a murder case, and some other people want to make sure the plane and the guy never get there, so they put this crate full of venomous snakes on board in the cargo and arrange for it to be opened up, and they have sprayed some special little scent upon the Hawaiian leis everyone was giving as they left Hawaii, and it would make the snakes highly aggressive. And then when the snakes get out, they go after people. And the first ones they get, a couple having sex in a bathroom. Well, there you go. You shouldn't have been doing that anyway. and then another guy using it in a bathroom. He's also one of the first ones killed. But now the snakes are everywhere. How do you get out of the way of a plane when you're at 30,000 feet and you got snakes all around you? What do you do? That was fiction. That was just a B-rated type movie, except for Samuel Jackson being in it. And it was the kind of thing that, hey, let's sit down, have a few drinks, and just watch something mindless. And that was it. And it was, you know, fun to that extent. That was it. But it was not true. Now comes a story of a guy caught on board a plane already, headed on anyway, on his carry-on baggage. He had 200 live venomous scorpions that he was getting ready to carry on board the plane in the passenger cabin. Why? Was he going to take down the plane? Was that the intent? Well, no, actually, this guy was supposedly smuggling the scorpions to later extract their venom for some use that was probably illicit or wrong or hocus-pocus black magic. They don't know that. But he had 200 of these things in his carry-on luggage. And as they're checking it, like, what is that? That can't go on the plane. So it didn't get on. But it makes you wonder, how many times has a guy gone through and done that before and got away with it? Or how many other guys are doing the same thing? I mean, the guy next time you're on a plane sitting next to you and you know he put a big piece of luggage up above or he's got it down under his seat, what does he have in that thing? Scorpions? Snakes? Pop-Tarts? So anyway, on this case, this guy is a Chinese man who was caught trying to smuggle these through an international airport in Sri Lanka. So if you weren't going to Sri Lanka in that part of the world, you're pretty safe this time. Said, we detained a passenger, launched the investigation. We have not placed a value on the 200 scorpions, but trafficking in live wildlife is a lucrative trade. So they fined the guy 100,000 rupees. about $550, and then let him continue the flight without the scorpions. But again, they caught this one. And same thing like whenever they catch drug dealers and smugglers, it makes you wonder how many got through before anyone spotted anything. Now, you know, if you carry some toenail clippers, they have a large part on them, you might be pulled aside. If you want to carry a scorpion inside your pocket, you might get through with it. If you dare, I'd suggest you not. As always, I appreciate you listening. Let your friends and neighbors know we're on the air. You can catch the podcast. They'll go up shortly right at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Podcast of today's program will be posted. And we're already hard at work on programs for tomorrow. And, of course, Friday. I never sleep. I'm always looking for stories for you. I appreciate you joining us. Back tomorrow, same time, same station. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.